Love removes obstacles. It renounces lies. It repairs brokenness. It resists apathy. Love indulges in the truth. It invites your response. It leaves no one behind. It magnifies its maker.
Welcome to the We Collide podcast. We're a growing community of everyday chicks colliding with Jesus in our mess, our pain, our joy, and our stories. We value showing up as we truly are, so that's what you'll find here. Walls and masks being torn down so that we can allow Jesus to meet us where we truly are and hear about other women doing the same. We can't wait to collide with you.
Hey guys, this is Willow, and I'm so excited that we get to bring you this podcast. We've been dreaming about this for quite some time, and we've heard from many of you that you've been dreaming about it as well. We are new at this, and we've been learning a ton, and so we're going to come out of the gate asking for a little bit of grace for our sound issues. The first few podcasts that we've recorded, we've realized aren't as best as they could be, and we've already made some changes. So we just ask that you would give us grace and know that we have way better sound coming to you in a few more recordings. So thanks for joining us. We can't wait to collide with you. Welcome to the We Collide podcast. I'm Willow Weston, the founder and director of Collide. And today I have something short and sweet for you, but we've been talking a lot around here about this idea that we are called to love always, but it isn't always easy. And so I started thinking about love and what it requires of us, and you've maybe heard people say that love is a verb, and I started thinking about all the things that love asks of us, and I'm going to read those over you today. And I just challenge you in the same way that it challenged me to just listen to these words be spoken over you as you say yes to the call to love well. Love accompanies heartache. It acts outside of law. It agrees little with comfort. It apologizes easily. Love asserts itself as responsible. It astonishes hate. It attacks darkness. It audits motives. Love behaves wildly. It often betrays self-protection. It breeds a suffering of sorts. It breathes second chances. Love carries burdens. It casts vision beyond what you can now see. It changes people. It challenges norms. Love catches light. It chokes jealousy. It climbs walls. It clutches Christ-likeness. Love collapses war and war's warriors. It completes your call. It confiscates records of wrongs. It compels action. Love declares our devotion. It demands our energy. It directs our path. It disturbs our dysfunction. Love empties our well. It erases what we harbor. It expands our worldview. It expects of us. Love feeds the hungry. It finds us unwilling. It forbids our ignorance. It forecasts our future. Love frees those we hold captive. It gains in giving. It grants pardons. It hopes and hopes and hopes. Love horrifies pride. It imitates its source. It impedes nasty plots. It implicates your life. Love indulges in the truth. It invites your response. It leaves no one behind. It magnifies its maker. Love nourishes the famished. It notices pain. It occupies your plans. It operates under different rules. Love oppresses its excuses. It overflows without discrimination. It pardons sinners. It permits mistakes. Love persuades the skeptics. It points up. It preaches. It remains faithful. Love removes obstacles. It renounces lies. It repairs brokenness. It resists apathy. Love sacrifices everything. It satiates wrath. It scatters haters. It seizes the wayward heart. Love shatters hierarchy. It soars above the ways of the world. It stands up to bullies. It steals death. Love strives for life. It subscribes to another kingdom. It terrifies the enemy. It tramples evil. Love transforms lives. It triumphs over the grave. It violates insecurity. It wanders to find all those looking for it. Love welcomes all. It withdraws its own gain. It writes the best stories. And it's asking you to move. We're called to always love, but it isn't always easy. And my hope for you today is wherever you find yourself, in whatever circumstance, whatever relationship, where loving is coming at a cost, where it's challenging you, my prayer and hope is that you would hear the call of God on your life to dig deep down within you, to be able to act upon the love that you are called to live out in this world. May you keep colliding with Jesus as you try to live the kind of love that he models for us. Come back next week and collide with us. We can't wait to hang out again. And if you want to find us and check out who we are, Collide Ministry, we are at wecollide.net. And we will catch you next week.